Hi there. Praise God. Praise God. How are you guys doing? How is everybody doing? And this is the second Sunday in the month of May. We trust God that things are going to get better. We're going to keep marching forward in the name of Jesus. This is going to be a glorious month for all of us. I want you to keep your spirits high, keep your attitudes up, and we will surely win. Praise God. All right, so last Sunday, I started speaking about navigating the times. Because of the kind of times we are in, it looks like on certain times, you know, people are saying we don't know how the economy is going to be. We don't know how things are going to turn out because of the almost 2 months lockdown. You know, businesses have been affected. Marriages have been affected. Plans have been disrupted. Airlines, restaurants. You know, everything just looked like there's a lot of changes. But you see, in uncertain times, we still have certain spiritual principles that will work all the time. So we started this last Sunday talking about navigating times, and we took our text scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. I'm going to read it. Said they had, King James version first. It said, "They had no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. He said, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you will be able to bear it." All right, I'm going to read it from TPT translation. It says, "We all experience times of testing." It said, "which is normal for every human being." It said, "but God will be faithful to you." It says he will screen, I like this part, he will screen and filter the severity, the nature, and the timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. He said, and each test is an opportunity to trust him more. Did you see that? Each test is an opportunity to trust him more. He says, for along the trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. Hallelujah. You are coming out of this victoriously. Glory to God. That's our covenant word. That as David never lost the battle, so God works with us. This is it, man. You will come out of it victoriously. Glory to God. Come on, say it with me, I'll come out of it victoriously. Say it again, I'll come out of it victoriously. One more time. I'll come out of this lockdown victoriously. I'll come out of this COVID-19 situation victoriously in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me read some other translations of the scripture. This is the Amplified. It said, no temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. I like that. Let me read it again. It said, no temptation, regardless of its source. It doesn't matter where it's coming from, guys. Whether it's in that, you know that there was a lot of conspiracy issues that it's one country that is doing this thing, that is Antichrist, is the end. They say, look, you are studying the wrong course. You are studying the wrong situation. They say, no matter the temptation, no matter its source, whether it's conspiracy theory or just mistake or even one country wants to kill the rest of us. He said, it doesn't matter his source. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter his source. Whether it's Antichrist, he said, they want to give us vaccine that will make us run mad. It doesn't matter his source. Hallelujah. He says, no temptation, regardless of his source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. Nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. Did you see that? It's not beyond human resistance. He said, but God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. He said, but along with the temptation he has in the past and is now, will always provide the way out as well. Did you see that? They said before he provided a way out, he will also do it now. Glory to God. He will make a way out. Hallelujah. He said, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome the temptation with joy. Glory to God. Let me read one more last version on this one. the Message translation. It said, no test or temptation comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. Hallelujah. God will never let you down. Look at me, sister. God will never let you down. Look at me, brother. God will never let you down. Hey, father, you're worried about your kids and how you lead your home. God will never let you down. Hey, mama, out there looking at me. God will never let you down. Student, God will never let you down. Who else is there? Who are you? Who else is there? I can't see you. Who? God, you. Yes, you. God will never let you down. Hallelujah. It's you I'm talking about. God will never let you down. Yeah. God will never let you down. I know your government can let you down, but God won't let you down. Hallelujah. I know your landlord can let you down, but God will never let you down. I know your business partners can let you down, but God can never let you down. I know the people owing you or the people you are owing can let you down, but God will never let you down. Hallelujah. You might have bought food on credit this period, but God will never let you down. Hallelujah. You might be wondering how you will survive the next coming months, but God will never let you down. Hallelujah. I might preach to somebody today. I say, God will never let you down. Hallelujah. It says, he'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He will always be there to help you come through it. Hallelujah. So today, we're dealing with the third thing. I told you last week that there are three things that these scriptures were trying to address. The first one, we dealt with two in the last Sunday. The first one, they were trying to address our attitude. They say, hey, what you're facing is common to everybody. You're not the only one there. So, hey, stand up, brace up, you know. Don't cow down. Don't give up. Don't just lie down. Stand up. Be strong. You're not the only one facing this. Everybody's facing it. So be strong. Your attitude. The second thing they're trying to do, they spoke to us about in that scripture is our faith in God. They say God is faithful. You have a dependable God. You have a reliable God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. So the third thing is what we're going to deal with today. Today, do you know what the third thing is that they're trying to address in the scripture? They're trying to address our confidence in ourselves. First one is your attitude, because you can win or lose before the situation even arrives by your attitude. That's why you notice that in boxing matches or in wrestling matches or in other, you must intimidate your opponent. If you don't charge, do like you ask. Some people have given up. If you watch one of those boxing fights, the person has lost where he came. He has lost already. So you must. I remember a story. They were talking about Muhammad Ali and one particular person, I think George Foreman or one particular person he fought that had this most powerful punch in history at that time. I don't know if the person still has the most powerful, but that time it was the most powerful punch. I think it's George Foreman or one of those people, that the guy's punch could kill people. And Muhammad Ali was fighting that guy, and I think they had to do the fight in Zaire or something, I can't remember. So they had to use the same gym. So Muhammad Ali was entering, you know, Muhammad Ali in his usual fashion. Everybody is a very charismatic people. Crowd was following him, cameras. He was giving them quotable quotes as he normally does. And they were following him. And he entered the gym. And that other guy was punching the bag. I mean, that heavy punch. Boom. Boom. He said when he entered the gym, he intentionally did not look at that punch. He intentionally did not look at that guy. You see, if he had looked and seen that punch and heard how heavy the punching was and imagined that punch on himself, you know, throughout the fight, that's what you'd be thinking. That made this hand not touch me. And if you're thinking like that, that hand will touch you. Because most human beings don't understand how we are created. And that's what we're going to deal with today. Most people don't understand how we are created. If you have been to a racetrack before, if you have gone to learn how to drive fast or anything like that, they teach you one thing. They say, look, if your car goes out of control, don't look at where you don't want to hit. What happens to people when their car goes out of control? They're looking at the sidebar, thinking, I don't want to hit it. They said, no, unconsciously, you will navigate towards where you are looking at. That if you don't want to hit the side rails, don't look at the side rails, look at the road. That instinctively and unconsciously, you will turn the car back to the road. But if you're looking at where you don't want to hit, you will end up hitting there. Most people don't know that. So that's what goes on. You must know how to control your spirit, soul, and body. In fact, in my job as a therapist and as a relationship counselor, one of the things too we learn is that when a child grows up in a home that has a bad marriage, maybe abusive father, cheating father, troublesome mom, whatever, when they grow up in those kind of homes, the kids will keep saying, I will never be like my dad, or I will never marry somebody like my dad. But you see, your mind can't pick out words like never or don't or won't. Your words will pick out the main character of that thought. which is my dad. In other words, you will end up being like your dad. You will end up marrying like somebody like your mom. That's what's going to happen. Because your mind can't help you pick out little things. It's going to just jumble the bulk of what you're saying, which is my dad. So ladies that are running from a bad marriage in terms of their upbringing, they are going to marry a man exactly like their father. Or guys will marry a girl exactly like their mother. Because your mind couldn't separate that information. So, interestingly, that's what we're dealing with today. How that your whole spirit, soul, and body must be aligned to believe that you will come out of this victorious. And that's what they're trying to show us this scripture. They said, you know, God is faithful. You know, he will not let you down. Then they said, and with it, he will make a way of escape. Look at this, what they said. They said, God is faithful, that he will not allow a temptation bigger than you to come to you. No, what they're trying to say, look, you are ready. You are able to handle what you are facing. That's what they're trying to do. They're pointing now at you. The first one was your attitude. Second one was on God. God is faithful. The third thing there, they're saying, look, this challenge is your size. It's your size. Stop running. Stop being afraid. Hallelujah. Say, it's your size. Most of us, I don't know how many people that happened to, but if you were ever bullied by your mates, if you had parents in our own father's generation, they won't come and fight for you. They'll say, it's your mate. It's your mate. Because if I start defending you now, I will need to defend you throughout life, and it can't happen. I need you to be able to stand up to your mates. So most of the time, you go and fight with your mate. Don't let him beat you. So in this case, that's what I'm saying, is your mate. Glory to God. What you are facing is your mate. So God is trying to point at you need to be confident in yourself. You need to know you can do it. See, God knows you can do it, but you need to know you can do it. It's not enough for God to know. God knows. In fact, some of your fans even know you can do it. Some of your kids, your parents, your family, they know you can. You are the most important person. You need to know you can do it. And the third part of that scripture is addressing your own confidence in you. He's saying, look, God is faithful. He will not allow something bigger than you. That's what we read today. He won't allow, he will screen. He will filter, you know, the timing. So it's not just it's the severity. So it's both your size and it's also the right time. This is the time. I mean, this thing could have happened at it. You know, many of us think, oh, why this time? Our wedding was canceled. Our party was canceled. Our program was... Look, this is the time. The timing is correct. The size is your size. You can do it. You need to have confidence in yourself. You can do... When I was young, I used to like boxing. You know, you have already shared enough stories about boxing today. I used to like boxing. And every time, you know, those days when I was young, I know some of you might not know these people, but there was a guy called Sugar Ray Leonard. He was one of the champions in the lightweight or something. Then we had Muhammad Ali's in the heavyweight. Then later, people like Mike Tyson came. I used to love Mike Tyson because that time, some people are buying tickets for the fight outside. He has knocked the guy out in round one. He had the most amount of round one knockouts. I mean, I loved boxing. But I always used to ask my elder ones, you know, I used to wonder. Then one day I asked my elder brothers, or I think my parents, I can't remember. I said, why doesn't the Leonard guy, you know, fight Muhammad Ali? Because they look like great fighters. Why don't they fight? And they explained to me that in boxing, you can't allow people that are not in the same weight to fight. That they fight by weight. So if you're in heavyweight, you can only fight other heavyweight fighters. If you're lightweight, you can only fight lightweight fighters. In other words, you must fight your size. The same thing applies in this life. Hallelujah. That's what scripture says. Look, what you're facing is your size. You are just panicking for nothing. It's your size. That thing you are afraid of is also afraid of you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The way you are terrified about the challenge is terrified about you. You see, your challenge cannot get tougher, but you can get tougher. Your challenge cannot grow, you can grow. You are adaptable. Human beings are the only adaptable beings on this earth. The hurricane cannot get stronger. We can conquer it, which we have done. You see, human beings have flown to the moon. Can you imagine that? Before now, who would have thought of that? But human beings captured it. I mean, before now, people could not fly. Human beings, because God gave us that capacity to grow and to develop and to master things, to conquer things. He said, have dominion. That's what he told mankind. And human beings have been proving it. I mean, before now, have you ever pictured or thought of how they created planes? Have you thought of it before? Somebody sat down and said, we cannot always go by chariot to wherever I want to go. That we need to fly. How did he even think about it? That we need to fly from here to America. Because before that time, if you want to go from here to America, it should take you months to go. Then you would think of do what you need to do under months or years to come back. That means if somebody's traveling abroad those days, you just hug him goodbye because you might never see him again.
The journey to get there. Yes. Somebody said we need to fly. Now, good idea. How do we achieve it? Then when we achieve it, how do we test it? Have you thought of that before? How do we test the plane? I watched some of the videos. Those guys will enter the... They're not sure. But the one person will enter. It had no windscreen. Those first planes that they made had no wings. Can you picture what I'm saying? As in, the person was in the cloud. He would wear glasses inside cloud. All his face would be iced when he comes down. That's when he comes down. Some other cases, he doesn't come down. He falls down. Do you understand? Because they don't know how to land the plane. There's no original way. They don't have to navigate weather. No GPS, no compass. They will just fly and hope that they'll find the place to land. Can you imagine? A lot of them died just testing. A lot of people died. I'm just going to show you that how powerful human beings are. And today we can fly to the moon. That one, I will never do it no matter what they tell me. If you fly to the moon and the plane can't come back, what we have, I thought, I think of this guy, you know, hope you know that people like Virgin Atlantic, they're already now selling tickets for people that want to fly to space. They're selling tickets now. I'm just laughing. I will never go. This year I will stay and hear the story of people that will go and come back. Go, if you get there and the plane doesn't, they can't start the engine. Sir, you know they're on. Call with the wire. Eh? Inside space or in the moon. I will not go. You see, I will stay and be hearing the story of people that went. But you see, human beings, I'm just trying to say human beings, we have the capacity to conquer anything if we can believe. That's what we need to do. We have the capacities inbuilt in us to face things and conquer it. And we have been doing it since the beginning of life. And we will continue to do it. And it's your turn now to navigate this season. It's your turn to navigate these hard times. You have what it takes. You just need confidence in yourself. He said, this challenge is your size. If you are heavyweight, this challenge is heavyweight too. If the challenge is lightweight, you too are light, it's your size. He said, and he said, God will now make a way. God will make a way for you to come out victoriously. That's what we read earlier on. God will make a way. Listen, a lot of people get defeated because they keep wondering, how will God make the way? How will the way come? That is none of your business. The way is not up to you. God is the one that will open the way. Your own is that when they open it, you go ahead and take the opportunity when it comes. You go ahead and take the step when the idea comes. You go ahead and take the step when the door opens. But God is the one that will open it. You won't know. It's not you that will figure it out. You only just be ready. Just don't be defeated. Just be on the lookout. Just look to God that he will open the way and he will surely open it. I don't know what you're facing right now this season. I do not know. But I'm sure the almighty formula will work. It's God. He will work. He will make a way for you. He always does it. Look, he's an expert at making a way where there seems to be no way. That's his specialty. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to say, with all I can see, there's no way. No, all God needs you to do. Listen. All God needs you to do is for your spirit, soul, and body to agree that there will be a way. That's all. Once you agree, once your spirit, soul, and body can agree that there will be a way, there will be a way. You see, people that developed the plane, people that took us to the moon, that's all. They just agreed that this thing can be done, and they kept working at it, and it was done. You see, if you see in Genesis 11, when they were trying to build the Tower of Babel, God came down and saw what they were doing. God said, these people, they are of one language and of one speech. In other words, they are one. That's what I'm telling you. Your spirit, soul, and body must agree. God said they are one. He said, nothing will be impossible to them which they have imagined to do. Nothing possible. And God said the way to stop them is to change their language. That way they will never be one. In other words, if you can be one, you can do anything. If you are not one, then you become demoralized. So you must be one. If you're a family, you guys must be one. This is not a time to blame your husband, blame your wife. You wasted our money. You eat our money. You didn't work hard. You didn't save. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. When we are over this, we will fight that fight. Right now, you both of you need to be one and be in agreement and say, we're going to come out of this. We'll find a way. God will give us a way. God will make a way. That's all. Oneness. Your spirit, soul, and body needs to be one. Same thing if you are believing God for your wife, believing God for your husband, the same thing. You see, what I mean one is this. What I mean by being one is this. Some people, in their spirit, they believe one thing. They are praying to God in their with their spirit, believing one thing. But their mind is believing another thing entirely. Let me give an example. If you're a Christian and you go to church, and they say, oh, pray for husband, and you're praying, oh, God, give me a husband, a good husband. He will be fine like Pastor K. He will have sense like Pastor K. He will be rich like, okay, I'm joking, all right? Okay, but you know what I mean? You just say he'll be this and this and this. You spray that in the spirit. Then you come out of church or during or whatever, and people are talking about husband. You say, there are no good husbands again. You know, you even write it in comments on Instagram, or you discuss with people, say, good men know the Nigeria again. Now, you see, you're not one. You prayed one thing for a good man, then you also came here again and said there are no good men. So you are not yet one. Like that, things can't, you can't get the result. You must be, your spirit, soul, and body must be one. That means what you are praying for and what you are thinking and your actions, your body must all line up. If you are saying God will give me a breakthrough, you must keep thinking that there's a breakthrough, there are ways to prosper at this time. Then your body must be willing to walk when those opportunities come. Because sometimes the opportunities might not even look exactly like what you're looking for. They might be that you need to start small. Maybe that you need to serve another person. Maybe that you need to do a job that you feel you're above. But you see, you understand that it's not a permanent place. Your spirit, soul, and body must agree. And once you do that, it's impossible. He said nothing will be impossible for them that they've imagined to do. It's impossible for that door not to open. It just works like magic. And I'm not saying it was immediate, but you must be faithful where you are. Have confidence in yourself. God will make a way. That is his specialty. Let me read something to you. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. I'm reading, this is a Message translation. Isaiah 43 verse 19 to 21. He said, be alert, be present. This is what I'm saying. He's saying, look, you have to be here, spirit, soul, and body. He said, be alert, be present. I am about to do something brand new. He said, hallelujah. That's wonderful, man. In this season, we all need brand new things to happen. So I'm about to do something brand new. It's busting out. He said, don't you see it? He said, there it is. I'm making a road through the desert and rivers in the badlands. He said, wild animals will say thank you. The coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert. Rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I choose. He said, I made especially for myself a people custom-made to praise me. Hallelujah. God is saying, look, because you are my chosen people, I will not let you suffer. I will make a way for you. But what happens most times is that God makes the way, but we are not lined up spirit, soul, and body. Either our mind is here, our spirit is here, our body is now doing something totally contrary. You are taking actions totally contrary to what you are believing. Actions totally contrary to what you are believing. You know, you can't be praying for a good man and also not be, you know, sleeping with an aristo. You see, your body is not lining up with what you are praying for. You are praying for a good man. That good man too is praying for a good woman. Suddenly your actions are disqualifying you for that prayer. Do you get what I'm saying? So your spirit, soul, and body must line up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a powerful principle. You must understand it. It's a powerful, they must line up. Let me read another version of this same scripture. This is KJV. Let me read KJV. He said, behold, I'll do a new thing, blah, blah, blah. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I'll make a way in the wilderness. Can you imagine an express road in thick bush? Wilderness is like a thick bush. He said, I'll make a way there. Then I'll make rivers in the desert. Picture it. Picture it. Have you seen desert before? Real desert. Even if you're not seeing real life, I'm sure you must have seen the movies. They say they will make rivers in the desert. There's even no water at all. But God said, look, I'm an expert at making a way where there seems to be no way. I'm an expert at making a way where there's normally no way, where it can't even make sense. For a way to be here, God said, I will bring out a way. I will bring out a way. He's an expert at that. Let me read some more versions of this. This Amplified. It says, I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. So the beasts of the field will honor me, jackals and ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. Let me read the last one. Okay, I see a few here to read. TPT. I'm doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it. I will make a way in the wilderness and open flowing streams in the desert. See, wild beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me, for I supply streams of water in the desert. Rivers and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people. He said, my chosen ones, so that whom I have shaped and formed will proclaim my praise. Let me see. So basically, what I'm trying to say is this. God is able to make a way. You just need to be confident in yourself right now. You need to keep thinking. You need to look at yourself. Some of you have gifts you have not been using before. You have abilities. You have interest. You have passions. Things you have not yet made money through. Things you have not been used to working with. As seasons are changing, you might need to start checking those other aspects of your life. It might be time to invest in those other aspects of your life, all right? It might be time to invest in it. You know, so the key is this. Number one thing they addressed, your attitude. Second one, your faith in God. Third one, your confidence in yourself. God will make a way. Don't worry about how. Leave the how to God. The how is belongs to God. The what is what belongs to you. What exactly do you want? You want a source of income? You want a channel of income? You want a new business idea? If you can get out all the doubts, all the what if, all the challenges to that problem from your mind, don't figure it out. I'm trying to teach you how to get your spirit and body to agree. Your spirit is good because it connects to God. You can pray immediately. Your mind is the one that keeps dragging. Then your body too doesn't move because it can't see a way. Mm-mm. So your own is that, don't stop looking at how it will work. Focus on the person that is bringing it to pass. Focus on the God that makes a way. That's all you need. Look at all the other times he has made a way. Focus on that. You know what the Bible said in Hebrews, as I begin to round up this session? You know what the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11, verse 15? It says, and if they had been mindful of the country that they came from, they would have seen an opportunity to go back there. Amplify says, if they had been thinking of the country from which they departed, you know, as their true home, they would have had a continuing opportunity to return. In other words, this is what they're saying. They're saying, once you think about something, an opportunity to do that thing will come. It can be positive or negative. If you keep thinking about doing something bad, very soon an opportunity will come to do it. That's how powerful human beings, especially if your spirit, soul, and body lines up with it. They said those guys, if they were conscious, if they were mindful, if they were thinking, if they continue to think about where they came from, they would have returned. They would have seen the opportunity to return. So if you keep thinking about God's ability to bless you, then very soon you will see the opportunity to bless you. See, you don't wait to see the opportunity to bless you before you believe it. You believe it first, then the opportunity to bless you comes. And that's why many people fail, because they want to see the way first. They want to see a way first. No, you don't see a way first. You believe in God first. You believe in yourself first. You believe in the dream first. Then God supplies the way. Do you think the people that made planes, they got it, they saw the way first before they made it? No, they believed in it. Then the way came. That's how it works. Listen, this is important. This way I'm going to end, and this is very important. You must believe in the thing first. Then the way will come. The way doesn't come first. This is why many people can't even dream. This is why many people can't dream. They're just saying, I'm a carpenter. I'm a furniture maker. I'm a tailor. I make 30 dresses in 1 month. But 1,000 profit. How can I ever own a house? You see, if you keep thinking like that, it will happen exactly as you're thinking. But if you say, hey, God, I believe you. I want to have a house. You see? And you allow your spirit, soul, and body to stay on that dream. If possible, get pictures of the area you want to live. I and my wife have done it many times. Get the picture of the area you want to live. Or if you can't get the physical picture, go to the area regularly. Those that know me know I do this all the time. I don't have time to go into the story. All the properties of Vova Church, I go there regularly. I must go there and visualize. I must go there. Every day I'm passing there, I must go there. I need to go there until the picture enters my mind. And everything I've gotten, that's how I do it. Everything. Every single thing. I must have the picture. I must have the picture. It must enter. So get an idea of what you want. Leave the how. Your income is so level, but you want to live in so and so place. Even if you want to rent a house there, that's what you want. It's fine. But have the picture clearly in your mind. Let it rest in your mind. Let it get crystallized in your mind. Let it get stable. It takes a while for that to happen because it can't happen immediately. Especially if you're coming from somewhere else, you want to move somewhere else. The picture needs to be strong. And once the picture gets strong in your mind, the next phase after that is that God will start to give you ideas beyond whatever you're thinking. That's why it's God. It's outside your area of thinking right now. It's not in your realm of thinking. You don't even know what kind of business you would do that would end that kind of money. Yes, I agree. Just focus on what you want. Focus on the what. You will see that very soon the ideas will start to drop on the how. The how is not your responsibility. The what is your responsibility. The how is God's responsibility. Just be confident that it will happen. And I'm so excited because I believe that before this year is over, all the monies you lost, even in this time of lockdown, you will make more than it in the name of Jesus. Just like the scripture says, said, all things work together for the good of them that love God. That would have been declared over my life. Because of course, me too as a pastor, my plans and programs were disturbed because of this thing. You know, I had a lot of trips planned. I was supposed, in this lockdown period, I was supposed to travel to Dubai, to London, all to preach, even to Canada, and to Abuja, to Ilorin. I had preaching engagements all around. They were all cancelled because of this. Asaba, I can mention, I had many trips. Port Harcourt, I had many trips all over the country and even outside the country. They were all cancelled. Listen, but I've been, instead of me to be focusing on all that, I've been saying, look, all things work together for the good of them that love God. So I've been decreeing that, look, bigger doors than the ones I've lost will come. Bigger income more than the ones I've lost will come. That's what I've been saying. Somebody asked me, so Pastor, how would that happen? I don't know. That's what I'm trying to teach you. Stay with the what. Stay with the what. Leave the how to the director of the how. He's the one in charge of the how. That's what makes him God. The day you know the how, you are his colleague. The day you know the how and you and God can discuss the how, you are his colleague now. This is what makes him God. He said, I do a new thing. That means, look, every time he does the new way. See, God's word is the only word that is current every time. The thing you're going to face next year, there's already a scripture now written in the past you are the one that will grow and meet the scripture. Can you imagine? There's a now word for you. It was written years ago, but it's a current word. There's no other book like that in this life. So God is the one in charge. So the day you and him start discussing the how, then you are co-God. You are deputy God. You don't know the how. The what is what concerns you. He takes pleasure in displaying that how. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make a way where there seems to be no way. I will bring rivers in the desert. Can you imagine that? How do you bring rivers in the desert? He said he can do it. He just needs you to focus on him. Focus on the what. Let your spirit, soul, and body agree. Your actions can't be contrary to what you're praying for. Your actions can be... See, this is not a time, you are believing of prosperity, it's not a time to eat your tithe in the name of the lockdown. Lockdown did not suspend spiritual principles. Oh, you say, I will not give up. Lockdown doesn't suspend. See, your spiritual body must line up. If you are living contrary to what you are believing, there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing God can do about it. God knows this is possible. The word of God knows it's possible. It's you that remains. Follow the principles. They still work. They still work. The windows of heaven can still be open over your life. I'm telling you. Trust me. I'm telling you. Trust me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I was even busier online than I was physically this period. It didn't stop my business. I was still busy. Trust me, I still had speaking engagements, even though it was online. I'm telling you, big ones that were very rewarding. Let me just say it like that. It was very rewarding. You don't understand, but it's okay. But the point is that, look, God is faithful. That's what I'm trying to say. God is faithful. It's not everybody that suffered throughout this lockdown, so people prospered. It's high time you to prosper. It's high time you join that league and you to prosper. I believe God with you that you will prosper in the name of Jesus. I believe God with you that you'll be blessed. The work of your hands will be blessed. Even in these times, you will thrive in the name of Jesus. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know the how. But the person that knows the how is your God. Hallelujah. He is God. Glory to God. Can we pray together? Father, I pray for everyone watching and listening. I pray for their spirit, soul, and bodies to line up. You know, with their dreams, whatever their dreams or aspirations are, I pray that you would give them the discipline and the strength for all three to line up so that you'll be able to open the how to us in the name of Jesus. I pray for unusual creativity, unusual innovation, for businesses that seem grounded. They will see new channels of income. They will see new opportunities. Our mind will not be focused on where we are coming from. Our mind will focus on where we are going to in the name of Jesus. And we know that the opportunities will open. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll be confident in ourselves because you have made us stronger. And we know that whatever we are facing is our size and we have the capacity and capability to overcome them. In the name of Jesus, thank you because this will be a blessed season for all my viewers. In the mighty name of Jesus. And particularly again this Sunday, I want to pray for all those that are paying their tithes or sowing seeds. I decree that the covenant never goes on suspension. The covenant never goes on break. The covenant is never on lockdown. I decree for you, tither, that the windows of heaven shall be open, the devourer shall be rebuked. I decree for every giver, your seed sown will be multiplied in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.